In Ukraine, Russian strikes on Western airports are inching closer to the critical city of Lviv. Lviv has served as a relative safe spot for Ukrainians fleeing conflict and pausing before crossing into Poland or Slovakia. So what's life like there? Well, the owner of a brewery in Lviv sent this dispatch today after sending his own family away for safety.
Here I am, Yuri Zastavny, the co-owner of Pravda Beer Theater and Pravda Brewery in Lviv. It's West Ukrainian city. We are a good distance from the active fighting. Although 100, 150 kilometers from here, there were airport bombings in the city of Lutsk and in the city of Ivano-Frankivsk. There are some air sirens going off a couple of times a day. We are here at 2 o'clock p.m. and we already had two this day. We had a couple of days ago as many as six, but we also had a couple of days without any alarms. And it's almost a normal life here. So we have city transport going. We have some restaurants working. We have water, we have connection. We had some limitations in the beginning. In the first couple of days of the war, you could only buy 20 liters of petrol in one go, and there were some shortages of bread because people were stocking up necessities. My family is safe in Spain. They left, my wife and my daughter left about a week ago by border crossing by train to Poland and then flying from Krakow to Barcelona. The feeling here is that in spite of all the sad news and tragic stories of the last couple of days, there was a huge mobilization of the Ukrainians. It's very much a now or never moment. People feel very energized in a way. There is a feeling that all your experience, all your education that you've had by now must be used now to focus on winning the war. We are a small craft brewery and we have stopped our beer production to switch over to making other important things. Using our knowledge of how to handle chemicals, we started making Molotov cocktails that are used by the roadblocks, safety roadblocks in and around Lviv. Second, we do spikes on chains that are placed across the road to prevent military vehicles with rubber tires to go over. And third, our team of 25 is undergoing all kinds of military-related training, such as tactics, handling weapons, using emergency medical aid, etc. The Russian army is not actually fighting the Ukrainian army only. It's fighting every Ukrainian. It's fighting every old woman in the village. It's fighting every IT person, every brewer, every baker, every engineer. Everyone is doing something he or she can do to win this war, and we will.
Yuri Zastavny is co-owner of the Pravda Brewery in Lviv, Ukraine. To support his people, his team is creating a new series of craft beers and sharing the recipes with breweries around the world. They're called Victory Brews, and the first batches should be ready in 5 or 6 weeks. By then, Yuri says, he hopes to be toasting to victory. Cheers.